Tory O'Connell says that she isn't representing any group or special interest. Or perhaps she's representing all of us who have become numbed to the relentless news and debate over U.S. policy at the southern border. So while she doesn't have any backing or agenda, O'Connell does have strong convictions about locking up children.
That's flat out wrong. It's inhumane. It's a crime against humanity. And yet it's hard to know how to get your hands on it. And I send money, and I do know more about local groups, but that doesn't seem like enough. We need to have eyes on the situation. I have a granddaughter who's 6 months old. We're a commercial fishing family. You know, family is everything.
I speak with O'Connell while she's waiting for a flight in El Paso. She had come to the airport to charge her phone because she's been posting pictures steadily to social media since she arrived last Saturday. The pictures are mostly of other like-minded people, some organized under the banner Citizen Presence, a hashtag started by Georgetown law professor Heidi Feldman, but nothing from inside the center. O'Connell tried to visit the children detained in Clint, but wasn't allowed.
I knocked on the door, and no one would answer, and so I called, and a nice receptionist answered, and I said, I would like to come in. It says visitors need to check in at the front desk. And she said, you can't come in. And I said, so who gets to visit? And she said, people that have personal interest, you know, personal business here can come in. And I said, well, I have personal business here. I want to visit these children. And of course, I was not let in. But I think every American has personal business there to see for themselves.
And it wasn't just O'Connell who was denied entry. She says presidential candidate Beto O'Rourke came and was turned away, as was former U.S. Secretary of Housing and Urban Development Julian Castro. The only people to get in were members of Congress, the Congressional Hispanic Caucus, and its superstar, first-term Congresswoman Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez, whom O'Connell captured on video.
Thank you.
Wherever AOC goes is bound to be a media event, and her appearance at the border was no different. O'Connell, however, believes that it's going to take more than 38 congressional Democrats to effect change in policy. It's going to take Republicans, and O'Connell would like to start at home.
I would like our elected officials, Lisa Murkowski and Dan Sullivan and Don Young, to go down and tour these facilities, because this affects all of us, and they have influence. They could change this policy. I don't believe, really, that the Democratic Hispanic Caucus can really change policy. I mean, they can try, but right now, the Republicans could.
This is O'Connell's second visit to U.S. border detention facilities. Last year, she went to the huge tent camp in Tornillo, Texas. O'Connell says she'll likely visit the border again for reasons that are deeply personal. A new grandmother, O'Connell recalls being a young woman raising children herself during the genocide in Rwanda. I was politically active, she says, but I didn't call the White House, and I didn't do anything, and our country let that happen. I don't want to be that type of citizen the rest of my life. Reporting in Sitka, I'm Robert Woolsey.